Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of fire.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father. I greet you in the name of Christ. And I greet you in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father. And the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory prayer service. I am Apostle Marco Buoboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and everyone this morning. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. In Jesus' name, amen. Ephesians chapter 2. And you have He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversations times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in His sins, have quickened us together with Christ. Ye are saved, and have raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of any works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God have before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For He is our peace, who have made both one, and have broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in His flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in Himself of twain one new man, so making peace, that He might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereof, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh. But through Jesus Christ, we both have access by one Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, since the saints and the house and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 2. Father, we bless you, we honor you, Lord, and we glorify you. Father, we say thank you. We thank you for your goodness, and we thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your love. Oh God, what a mighty God we serve. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. We worship you, Almighty God, in the beauty of your holiness. How awesome is our God. How great is our God. Hallelujah. We praise your name, O God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. And Lord, we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, O God. We bless your glorious and your holy name. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor, O God. There is no one like you. So, Father, we come into together in oneness to praise you, to worship you, to adore you, O God, to bless your glorious name. Father, we were made for worship. That's what we were made for. You created us to worship you. And to worship you in spirit and in truth. And so, Father, to worship you in spirit and in truth, we need, O God, to ask for mercy. Father God, if we regard iniquity in our hearts, you will not hear our prayers. So, Father God, we come to thy throne of grace, and we ask you, O God, for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sins of omission and commission. O God, be merciful unto us, O God. Father, have mercy upon us. Lord, I pray for mercy for myself, mercy for Apostle Boyu. Lord, I pray for mercy for Tina, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, mercy for Mandaka, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for mercy, 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 O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us, O God. Forgive us of all our sins, O God. Cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness, O God. We cry out to you for mercy. Mercy, O God, for Apostle Boyu. Mercy for Al, O God, in the name of Jesus. For Tina, O God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy for Mandaka, in the name of Jesus. Mercy for Makari. Mercy for Kamari. In the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray for mercy, oh God. Mercy in the name of Jesus. Mercy, oh God. Mercy, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Mercy for Ricky, oh God. Mercy for Shay, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Mercy for Makari. Mercy, oh God, for Donovan. Mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy for Mimi. In the name of Jesus. We pray for mercy. Mercy, oh God. Mercy for Krista and, oh God. Mercy for Zechariah. Mercy for Joshua. Mercy for Christian Michael, oh God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, oh God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Mercy, oh God. Mercy upon everyone under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus. Mercy, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, let the blood speak for us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. O God, we soak this service in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. O God, we soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. Our workplaces in the blood of Jesus. Our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the precious blood. We soak the airways. We soak the cyberspace. We soak the networks in the blood of Jesus Christ, O God. Let the blood speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let the blood speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood of Jesus. Father, this morning, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor of God, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. The blood, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we bless you, oh God. We praise you, oh God. We worship you, oh God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, oh God. You are worthy, oh God, of praise. You are worthy, oh God, of glory. You are worthy, oh God. There is no one like you. We bless your name. Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. In the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around each and every one of us, oh God, and the glory within us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray, oh God, that you send your holy angels to assist us, O God. Send your holy angels to minister to us, O God. Even as we pray, O God, let your holy angels assist us. Let your holy angels minister to us, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Father, we bless your name. We praise your name, O God. You are worthy, O God, of praise. You are worthy, O God, of glory. You are worthy, O God, of honor. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Oh, God, we will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in our mouths. Father, we bless you. We praise you, oh God. Lord, we worship you, oh God. Hallelujah. We want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, wherever you are. Hallelujah. Be grateful to Almighty God, and let us raise our voices. I don't know about you, but I know about me, and I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. We bless his name. We praise his name. We worship him in the beauty of his holiness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We adore you, O God. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. And we say thank you, Jesus. You watch over us as we slept through the night. We say thank you, Jesus. You woke us up this morning. You started us on our way. We say thank you, Jesus. We adore you, O God. We worship you, O God. We bless your name, Jesus. We praise your name, Jesus. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. We adore you, Almighty God. We bless you, Almighty God. We praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We adore you, O God. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We bless your name, Jesus. Hey, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We adore you, Lord. We bless your name, O God. We praise your name, O God. So we say thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you, O God. We thank you, Lord. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Holy Spirit, lead us, guide us. We bless you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. As we commence our fast today, we continue on with the fast. Hallelujah. And we praise God for allowing us fasting and praying. Hallelujah. Let's look at Jeremiah. And I love that scripture. 29. The book of Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah. Hallelujah. 29:11. Hallelujah. Now I'm just going to give a word and we'll hallelujah. He said, but I know I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope in the future. Jeremiah 29:11. Please write that down. 29:11. And I'm just going to look at that in different versions of the Bible. The one of them said, if I know the plans, the thoughts that I think, this is God speaking to you. What he's saying to you to encourage you. God is speaking to you. For I know, tell you what God is thinking about you, but he's telling you. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected end. Then he will go in and then he will say to Sis Fatmata from the Amplified Version, it said, for I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you. So he's speaking to you, Sis Fatmata, personally. I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord. Says the Lord, not says Apostle Marco. Says the Lord. Plans for peace and well-being and not disaster. To give you a future and a hope. Then he goes again, he goes to Mother Brooks, he says. For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. Hallelujah. Then he goes to Sis Allison and he says, for I know the plans I have for you. This is the Lord's declaration, plans for your well-being and not for disaster. To give you a future and a hope. Then he goes to Mother Somerville. He said, in the CEV version, he said, I will bless you. He's telling Mother Somerville, I will bless you, future filled with hope, a future of success. not of suffering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then he goes to Pastor Young and he said, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith Jehovah, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you in your latter end a hope." That's from the Darby version of the Bible. Hallelujah. 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 Then you look at the ESV, English Standard Bible. He says, "For I know the place I have for you, declares the Lord, place for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." The Easy Bible says, "I, the Lord, tell you this. I have decided what I will do for you. I have plans to help you to do well. I do not want to hurt you. I have plans to help you." That's from the Easy Bible version. Plans to help you. Plans to help you to do well. I do not want to hurt you. I want to give you hope for a good life in the future. So God is speaking to us. He goes to Tina, and he tells Tina this. From the GNT Bible, he said, "I alone know the place I have for you." He tells, nobody must tell you something else. "I alone know the place that I have for you. Plans to bring you prosperity and not disaster. Plans to bring about the future you hope for." Hallelujah. 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 Then from the ICB, he goes and says, "I say this because I know what I have planned for you, says the Lord. I have good plans for you. I don't plan to hurt you. I plan to give you hope and a good future." Hallelujah. That is from the LEB Bible. He said, "I know the plans that I'm planning concerning you, declares Yahweh. Plans for prosperity and not for harm, to give you a future and a hope." Hallelujah. So we can go from Bible to Bible, and it's all, it's just different. Hallelujah. Plans for you, plans for me, to prosper me, not to harm me, to give me hope in the future. Then we look at Romans 8:28. But we know that all things together for good for those who love the Lord. Romans 8:28. But we know that, write these things down, for all things work together for good for those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. We know that God works all things together for good for the ones who love God, for those who are called according to his purpose. We know that God is always at work. Everyone who loves him, they are the ones God has chosen for his purpose. All things work together for good. His plans towards you is to bring you to your expected end, not to harm you, not to harm you, but to bless you. So don't listen to people saying, "Look, God will quicker when we repent. That's why he has mercy on us." And this is what he says: "I will have mercy on who I choose to have mercy, and I will have compassion on." I'm just bringing you these scriptures to encourage you, whatever you're going through. But then what did we say? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is your shepherd. Hallelujah. But if the shepherd don't want to kill you, the shepherd don't want to harm you, the shepherd wants to bring you to your expected. That means what he, all his plans and purposes for your life will surely come to pass. But Apostle, what you talking about? Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Yeah, maybe you walking through that valley of the shadow of death. Maybe your children walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Maybe that shadow of death is sickness. So that sickness is look like the doctor says you will not make it. Maybe the shadow of death is depression. And sometimes people who have so much depression they want to kill themselves, God said, no, I have plans for you. Don't kill yourself. Don't commit suicide. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Whatever death may be, it might be I don't have finances. That shadow, because I don't, and then it could be we dead. Showers of blessing and maybe, but what is going on? But he tell Isaac, he said, don't go to Egypt, stay in this land, in the land of famine. How can God do that? This land will suffer. That's what people will say. Naysayers will say, why would God, just imagine the gossip. What? Why would God tell him to stay here? Everybody's suffering. What is he coming? And then, the Philistines king will my even say, oh God, all these people and my people are already suffering. This is a land of sin. Moses, stay there. Isaac, stay. He let him stay in the land and relax. He sowed in the land. When I said sow, he planted seed and he reaped 100-fold. He got great, greater than great. As a matter of fact, when you read those scriptures, you see that it threw Isaac out of the land because he was great. So that famine was for others. It was not for Isaac because of Abraham. Hallelujah. I could go on and on. Today we celebrate Martin Luther King's Day. And we thank God for that he sent his messenger, Martin Luther King. Hallelujah. A man of integrity, a man of God. He was a minister, Pastor Martin Luther King, Dr. King. What did he say in his speech? He said, I have a dream. That one is on everything that he said. With the dream speech, everything, it has come to pass. Hallelujah. Everything is full of, it's not segregated like it was. It was terrible in the United States. God always raised up someone who would take people to the next destination, a great leader. All things work together for good. But let's look way back. I don't know about you. I want us to go back. I wrote a story one of these days. I'll publish it. You playing as a child. And you're playing and the ocean is not too far from where this is a place you go to play all the time with your friends. You know, when we kids, sometimes especially you run away, you don't want your parents to see you because you're supposed to be doing something else. But you go out to play. Just imagine these beautiful African children playing not too far from the sea. And this is something they're so used to going out that they're not afraid they and their friends to go and play. And all of a sudden, and see these white men abduct them, put them on the ship. They can't even run. Some of them able to go back to the village. to tell the villagers that ABC some, but some of them are not able. They put on the ship. And so many people are there from different countries in West Africa. The ship is loaded in the dunk part of the ship. It changed. What did they do? It changed. They haven't even seen the color, skin color white. Some was sold. And they're all together from different. So one person might be from the Pele tribe in Liberia, another person Igbo tribe, so they're not even speaking the same language. They're all there in chains. They put them, the chains on their neck. Some of them rebel, they beat them, they throw them out in the Atlantic Ocean. You know, do you know what those people face? Not knowing where they're going, they just see the ocean. Praying that will they never see the families again. The mother, the father. They try to communicate and nobody speaks their language, their dialect. Strange country. United States or wherever. Taken down, used as slaves. Suffering. Some of them were lynched. Suffering. They had to learn English. Treating them like less than human beings. If they rebelled, they lynched them. Then the white men took advantage of the black women, take the man's wife right in front of his eyes, take her, carry her to the house, and sleep with her. That's raping. And she has the child. The man, even the man's wife, that man don't even want to be bothered because the white man took it. But some of them killed themselves. And then their wives, they call them, they start separating. If you're light-skinned, you work in the house. If you're dark-skinned, you work on the field. House nigger. Treating them all kinds of, those babies were born, they were not asked to be born. Hallelujah, they were not. They suffered. But what did God say? I know the place I have for you. And they cried out, oh God, when will this God, they learn in years and years past, they learn English, they learn, and they, what they do in the cotton fields, the singing, and that's why these the African Americans can sing. Through their suffering and thing, they begin to sing, and they learn how to adjust. Why? I read Ephesians 2 because of the grace of God. Because of the grace of God. For you Liberians, here comes the American Colonization Society sending these people back. They want to go back. So some of them want the courageous to go back to our land that they're great. They don't even know where they're going. But what I'm saying to you, look at those that are here, they went through so many things, so much trials, so it takes courage. It takes the grace of God for what the people went through. And we have the audacity sometimes to look down on people like that. We have the audacity and to do things that we're not supposed to do to one another. God raised up a leader. There were several leaders, but Martin Luther King brought, he was the one. And this is why we're celebrating Martin Luther King Day. What am I saying? I feel the pain of the ancestors in the boat. I feel the pain of the ancestors that they took from the from just stole them. I feel the pain, but those that so many died in the Atlantic Ocean. It took years and years and years before they became free. Thank God. Praise God. Free that you come from another country. I come. We can enjoy that freedom. Hallelujah. And then we have the audacity to separate each other. Each group went through problems. Each group went through humiliation. But then we come back. I know the plans I have for you. Not to harm you, but to bring you. Maybe when they were on that ship, they were discouraged. Many of them killed themselves. And many of them were discouraged. And so many held on to God's unchanging hand. Hallelujah. Then when we look again, what did God do? An American president, Barack Obama, and you still see father from Kenya, white American. Hallelujah. That's the God we serve. A black man in the White House. Hey, that's the God we serve. This is what Martin Luther King dreamed about. And Obama made us proud of him. His wife who was a complete African-American, now in the White House, that her ancestors were not even allowed to come near. I'm just telling you how good God is. Don't give up on God. Hallelujah. Continue to pray and to praise him. Continue to say, Lord, I give you songs of praise. Maybe you will not get to second place, but your generation will get to it. Don't stop praising him. Don't stop thanking him. All things work together for good. Hallelujah. Even if the devil says, God got a way out for you, for me. Wherever promise is spoken in your life, it will surely, surely come to pass. You my weeping may endure in the night, but I want to tell you that joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. That God has even given knowledge to do DNA that people can trace exactly which country they came from. People are having family reunions and meeting their relatives, coming back together, meeting one another. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? I don't know about you, but he's good to me. He's good to me. And every promise is spoken in my life that will surely come to pass. And some of these promises I know is for my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren and my great-great-great-great-grandchildren. But it will surely come to pass. And I'm enjoying promises from my bloodline. You enjoy promises from your bloodline. God plans towards you good and not evil. Hallelujah. And so we end with, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, but thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. Number two, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. The Lord forever and ever, in Jesus' name. Number three, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Number four, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever, in Jesus' name. Amen. Number five, hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in grief. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Number seven, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, hallelujah, Psalm 23 over each and every one of our lives. In hallelujah, pray it for your children. But oh God, the Lord, put their name in it and pray it as you fast. Pray it for yourself. Pray it for your children. Do not only pray it on the prayer line. Pray it in your private time. Hallelujah. Every time I want to move to another scripture, the Lord said, no, I want them to be assured that I am their shepherd. They will not lack nothing. He wants you to build up the covenants, to build up that covenant that he is your shepherd. Hallelujah. You will have no want, nor you will never lack anything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't be of good courage. Hallelujah. Do look around you. He will bring you to an expected end. Joshua, he told Joshua, just as I was with Moses, I will be with you. God will be with each and every one of you. Hallelujah. Don't be discouraged. Hallelujah. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Don't give up. Hallelujah. Your daughter is coming through, and you will be fine. Thus says the Lord. Don't give up. The plans towards thee is good and not evil. Plans of a future, plans of hope and a future to bring her to his expected end. His word will not go void over your daughter. She will recover 100%. Hallelujah. And you will glorify God. In fact, you glorify him right now. You've been discouraged. Hallelujah. I just want to tell you, just praise him and bless his name. Hallelujah. Sleep may endure in the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. It may not look like it will happen for all of you. We're looking up to God, but God will do it. He is God. He is the creator, the CEO of the universe, and he is your father. You have a covenant relationship with him. He will never let you down. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, Uriyama Sanderiakoroma Seteriako. Surely, Yekuria Sanderiakoroma Seteriako. Hallelujah. I say, surely, surely, surely. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Hallelujah. And I trust the Lord regardless of the situations that I'm in. I trust him. Surely, 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 man will let you down, but God will not let you down. Surely, he watches over his word. His word over your life form the thing he sent it to perform and bring you to his expected end. And then we end by saying, surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hang on for a second.
Something is happening in our world. You know, if I was standing beginning of time with the possibility of taking a kind of general and panoramic view of the whole of human history up to now. And the Almighty said to me, Martin Luther King, which age would you like to live in? I would take my mental flight by Egypt. And I would watch God's children in their magnificent trek from the dark dungeons of Egypt through, or rather across the Red Sea, through the wilderness on toward the Promised Land. And in spite of its magnificence, I wouldn't stop there. I would move on by Greece and take my mind to Mount Olympus. I would see Plato, Aristotle, Socrates, Euripides, and Aristophanes assemble around the Parthenon. And I would watch them around the Parthenon as they discussed the great and eternal issues of reality, but I wouldn't stop there. I would go on even to the great heyday of the Roman Empire. And I would see developments around there through various emperors and leaders, but I wouldn't stop there. I would even come up to the day of the Renaissance and get a quick picture of all that the Renaissance did for the cultural and aesthetic life of man, but I wouldn't stop there. I would even go by the way that the man for whom I'm named had his habitat. And I would watch Martin Luther as he packed his 95 theses on the door at the Church of Wittenberg, but I wouldn't stop there. I would come on up even to 1863 and watch a vacillating president by the name of Abraham Lincoln finally come to the conclusion that he had to sign the Emancipation Proclamation, but I wouldn't stop there. I would even come up to the early 30s and see a man grappling with the problems of the bankruptcy of his nation and come with an eloquent cry that we have nothing to fear but fear itself, but I wouldn't stop there. Strangely enough, I would turn to the Almighty and say, if you allow me to live just a few years in the second half of the 20th century, I will be happy. Now, that's a strange statement to make because the world is all messed up. The nation is sick. Trouble is in the land. Confusion all around. That's a strange statement. But I know somehow that only when it is dark enough can you see the stars. And I see God working in this period of the 20th century in a way that men in some strange way are responding. Something is happening in our world. The masses of people are rising up. And wherever they are assembled today, whether they are in Johannesburg, South Africa, Nairobi, Kenya, Accra, Ghana, New York City, Atlanta, Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi, or Memphis, Tennessee, the cry is always the same. We want to be free. Another reason that I'm happy to live in this period is that we have been forced to a point where we are going to have to grapple with the problems that men have been trying to grapple with through history, but the demands didn't force them to do it. Survival demands that we grapple with them. Men for years now have been talking about war and peace, but now no longer can they just talk about it. It is no longer the choice between violence and nonviolence in this world. It's nonviolence or non-existence. That is where we are today. Also in the human rights revolution, if something isn't done and done in a hurry to bring the colored peoples of the world out of their long years of poverty, their long years of hurt and neglect, the whole world is doomed. I'm just happy that God has allowed me to live in this period to see what is unfolding. And I'm happy that he's allowed me to be in Memphis. I can remember when Mrs. King and I were first in Jerusalem. We rented a car and drove from Jerusalem down to Jericho. As soon as we got on that road, I said to my wife, I can see why Jesus used this as the setting for his parable. It's a winding, meandering road. It's really conducive for ambushing. You start out in Jerusalem, which is about 1,200 miles, or rather 1,200 feet above sea level. And by the time you get down to Jericho, 15 or 20 minutes later, you're about 2,200 feet below sea level. That's a dangerous road. In the days of Jesus, it came to be known as the Bloody Path. You know it's possible that the priests and the Levites looked over that man on the ground and wondered if the robbers were still around. It's possible that they felt that the man on the ground was merely faking. And he was acting like he had been robbed and hurt in order to seize them over there, lure them there for quick and easy seizure. And so the first question that the priest asked, the first question that the Levite asked was, if I stop to help this man, what will happen to me? But then the Good Samaritan came by, and he reversed the question. If I do not stop to help this man, what will happen to him? That's the question before you tonight. Not if I stop to help the sanitation workers, what will happen to my job? Not if I stop to help the sanitation workers, what will happen to all of the hours that I usually spend in my office every day and every week as a pastor? The question is not, if I stop to help this man in need, what will happen to me? The question is, if I do not stop to help the sanitation workers, what will happen to them? That's the question. Let us rise up tonight with a greater readiness. Let us stand with a greater determination let us move on. In these powerful days, these days of challenge, to make America what it ought to be, we have an opportunity to make America a better nation. And I want to thank God once more for allowing me to be here with you. You know, several years ago, I was in New York City autographing the first book that I had written. While sitting there autographing books, a black woman came up. The only question I heard from her was, "You Martin Luther King?" And I was looking down writing, and I said, "Yes." The next minute, I felt something beating on my chest. Before I knew it, I had been stabbed by this demented woman. I was rushed to Harlem Hospital. It was a dark Saturday afternoon. That blade had gone through, and the x-rays revealed that the tip of the blade was on the edge of my aorta, the main artery. And once that punctured, you're drowned in your own blood. That's the end of you. It came out in the New York Times the next morning that if I had merely sneezed, I would have died. Well, about 4 days later, they allowed me, after the operation, after my chest had been opened and the blade had been taken out, to move around in the wheelchair in the hospital. They allowed me to read some of the mail that came in, and from all over the states and the world, kind letters came in. I read a few, but one of them I will never forget. I had received one from the president and the vice president. I've forgotten what those telegrams said. I had received a visit and a letter from the governor of New York, but I've forgotten what that letter said. But there was another letter. It came from a little girl, a young girl, who was a student at the White Plains High School. And I looked at that letter, and I'll never forget it. Said simply, "Dear Dr. King, I am a ninth grade student at the White Plains High School." She said, "While it should not matter, I would like to mention that I'm a white girl." I read in the paper of your misfortune and of your suffering. And I read that if you had sneezed, you would have died. I'm simply writing you to say that I'm so happy that you didn't sneeze. And I want to say tonight, that I too am happy that I didn't sneeze, because if I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1960. And students all over the South started sitting in at lunch counters. And I knew that as they were sitting in, they were really standing up for the best in the American dream, taking the whole nation back to those great wells of democracy, which were dug deep by the founding fathers in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1961. We decided to take a ride for freedom and end its segregation in interstate travel. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1962. And Negroes in all Bennett, Georgia decided to straighten their backs up. And whenever men and women straighten their backs up, they are going somewhere, because a man can't ride your back unless it is dead. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been here in 1963. Black people of Birmingham, Alabama, aroused the conscience of this nation and brought into being the civil rights bill, the if I had seen. I would have had a chance later that year in August to try to tell America about a dream that I had had, if I had seen. I wouldn't have been down in Selma, Alabama, to see the great movement there, if I had seen. I wouldn't have been in Memphis to see a community rally around those brothers and sisters who are suffering. I'm so happy that it didn't sneeze. And they were telling me. Now it doesn't matter now. It really doesn't matter what happens now. I left Atlanta this morning, and as we got started on the plane, there were six of us. The pilot said over the public address system, we are sorry for the delay. But we have Dr. Martin Luther King on the plane. And to be sure that all of the bags were checked. And to be sure that nothing would be wrong on the plane, we had to check out everything carefully. And we've had the plane protected and guarded all night. Then I got into Memphis. And some began to say the threats, or talk about the threats that were out. Or what would happen to me from some of our sick white brothers. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now. Because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.